I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, May 24. Coming up, government drafting legislation to introduce fixed election dates, motorists to continue to benefit from discounted toll rates, and tourism minister tackles tourist harassment. The details after the break.
Government pensioners, there are now several ways to connect with the Accountant General's Department as we modernize our operations to serve you better. Call the AGD at 922-83207, 922-7906, or toll free at 1-888-991-3005. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm. Find us on Facebook or live chat with an agent at treasury.gov.jm. And we've now added WhatsApp messaging. WhatsApp us at 818-65583, the Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. The government is to draft legislation to create a system of fixed election dates in Jamaica. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made the announcement while making his contribution to the 2016-2017 budget debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. Mr. Holness says he has given instructions to the Minister of Justice to table a ministry paper and draft legislation for the new system.
If we are serious about fiscal discipline and obeying our own fiscal rules, elections can no longer be allowed to supervene the fiscal cycle. Neither should the country be disrupted by protracted periods of uncertainty, mobilizing, demobilizing, and then mobilizing again according to political expediency. This comes at a significant cost to businesses and delays the growth agenda.
The Prime Minister says a critical plank of the growth agenda is to reduce the uncertainty of government action, reduce the time for decisions, and speed up bureaucratic processes. This will reduce political threats and government-related risks in investments, thereby making Jamaica a more competitive environment. Mr. Holness adds that a fixed election date is not merely a political initiative, but rather a measure of competitiveness. Meanwhile, the government is to establish a national policy office. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the office will support the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation in driving the economic growth policy. The unit will comprise a compact team of technically knowledgeable and effective system managers drawn from the existing managerial level across agencies and departments under the new ministry.
They will act as the coordinating nucleus of policy development and implementation, reporting directly to the Prime Minister. They will also act as the anchoring secretariat for the work of the Economic Growth Council.
The Economic Growth Council, chaired by businessman Michael Lee Chin, was officially launched last month. The group was set up to advise the administration on a framework of initiatives designed to drive economic growth. Motorists using the north-south leg of Highway 2000 will continue to benefit from reduced fees following a further extension of the rate. This is the second time the 25% discount on toll rates for the newly opened thoroughfare is being extended. The original discount, which was scheduled to expire in April, was extended for an additional month and was slated to expire on May 22. However, the Ministry of Transport and Mining says the extension was granted as it is still in negotiations with operators of the toll road to settle on an equilibrium rate. Equilibrium toll is one which would be economically viable for the operators and affordable for the road users. Director of Public Relations and Communication in the Ministry, Vando Palma, says there's currently no expiration date for the discounted fees.
Motorists who are using the toll road will continue to enjoy that 25% discount. As to the time frame, this time around, there has not been any. However, if there is definitely going to be a change, the motoring public will be given sufficient notice of this change.
And Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says the government will be moving to further deal with the issue of visitor harassment in this sector. Addressing attraction owners and stakeholders in St. Anne recently, Mr. Bartlett said harassment has become a recurring problem. He says the matter is being frowned upon by cruise officials as a nuisance to their guests.
What they don't like is the sort of bantering and pushing to purchase things. But they don't mind interacting and being close to Jamaica. What they don't want is this sort of aggressive marketing approach and style that some of the harassers have. So we want to look through all of those critical areas and to develop a program that will address in a multi-pronged way.
Minister Bartlett says while there are some visitors who are more amused than turned off by the aggressive sales tactics of some local vendors, the complaints from other guests and the cruise lines are still cause for concern. He says it is in the interest of every stakeholder to ensure that visitor harassment becomes a thing of the past. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.